hidden glory, and holy restraint. Proverbs 25 begins with an easily overlooked act of preservation. Centuries after Solomon, Hezekiah's scribes copied out these sayings, perhaps better understood as transferred or collected them. While Judah lived beneath the shadow of Assyria, these servants searched the royal archives and recovered wisdom for a threatened generation. Their work quietly enacts the next proverb. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Proverbs 25, 2, World English Bible. God's concealment is not deception. It is depth. He hides truth as a musician hides a symphony within a few written notes, not to keep us away, but to invite patient attention. Faith is not threatened by investigation. Mature faith kneels before mystery and then begins digging. The holiness of enough. Much of this chapter concerns proportion. Enough honey, enough visiting, the right time to speak, the right way to correct, and the restraint not to expose another's confidence. Sin is not always the love of something evil. Often it is the refusal to receive a good thing within God-given limits. Honey is good. Too much makes us sick. Friendship is good. Constant intrusion makes it oppressive. Songs are good. Forced cheerfulness offered to mourners can become cruelty. Vinegar poured upon ancient alkali produced a violent, useless reaction. In the same way, religious optimism can fizz loudly while failing to comfort anyone. Augustine's vision of rightly ordered love is helpful here. Holiness means loving good things in the right way, to the right degree, under the rule of God. Wisdom does not merely ask, "Is this permissible?" It asks, "Does this fit the person, moment, and need before me?" That is why a fitting word resembles gold fruit set in silver. Its beauty lies not only in its truth, but in its placement. Even correction becomes precious when joined to an obedient ear. Truth without timing may become a weapon. Timing without truth becomes flattery. Strength that refuses revenge. A soft tongue breaks the bone is a deliberate paradox. Gentleness is not weakness. It is strength delivered without violence, steady pressure that can overcome what force cannot. This reaches its summit in feeding one's enemy. Paul quotes these verses in Romans 12:20, placing them beside God's command to surrender vengeance. The coals of fire may picture the burning shame that awakens repentance, but the outcome belongs to God. Our calling is not to manipulate an enemy's conscience, it is to refuse becoming the evil we oppose. Christ did exactly this. He fed those who would abandon him, prayed for those who crucified him, and bore hostility without surrendering to it. At the cross, divine gentleness broke the hardest bone, humanity's enmity toward God. The chapter ends with a city without walls, a life whose impulses have no guard. Yet the Spirit does not make us sealed fortresses. He gives us gates, hearts that can open in love and close against destruction. Suggested cross-references, Romans 12:17-21, Isaiah 52:7, James 1:19-20, Galatians 5:22-23. Suggested him, "Lord, speak to me that I may speak." Prayer. Lord of hidden wisdom, search the dross within me. Teach me the holiness of enough, the courage of gentleness, and the mercy that feeds an enemy. Set a guard over my spirit, and make my words beautifully fitted to the needs of others. Amen.